Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. Your host, T-A-Z. On the line is D. Lovely. Hey, D. Lovely.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. I'm here.
Also. You're kind of breaking up. Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What did you say?
I said all is well on my end.
Well, that's good. I ain't got too much stuff today because I celebrated the fact that I'm done editing that second time around. I needed a hand clap.
Yeah, you deserve
that.
That
thing wore me out. Yeah, I'm done with that. Woo. Right.
Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Latonya is in the chat room. I see her.
Hey, Tonya,
sometimes,
we love having you here.
Sometimes I miss her because I don't have the chat room on. Silly me.
Well, don't do that. Fix it.
Okay, the first thing I got, let me go to the first thing. The auditor made the remark on CNN after court documents filed on Monday, September 12th, revealed dozens of text messages showing how retired NFL star Brett Favre, former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, and nonprofit leader Nancy New coordinated on procuring welfare funds to finance an $8 million volleyball stadium. New ran the nonprofit Mississippi Community Education Center when it directed $5 million in temporary assistance for needy, let me repeat, for needy families to the University of Southern Mississippi's Athletic Foundation, whose board she sat on, to fund the stadium on the Hattiesburg campus. Her nonprofit also directed $1.1 million to Favre for motivational speeches. He never, you hear the inflection in my voice, he never delivered. Your opinion on this fraud? I might as well just say, call it what it is. It's fraud.
Call it what it is. Doug, call the spade a spade. Listen, there's a special place in hell for these kind of people. You're rich. You have money at your disposal. You got millions and millions of dollars, but you'd rather take from people who don't have anything so that you can finance something without it hurting your pocket. That is so disrespectful. And then the fact that he was able to pay back the money, part of it, he was able to pay it back by just simply writing a check, that means you had it all along and you could have written that check and you didn't have to do this. But you knew you were doing something wrong because the first question you asked was, is there any way the press can find out about this? You knew you was doing wrong from the first minute to act like you weren't a thief. You knew you were being a thief, and you knew you were stealing from people who were underprivileged, and that is despicable. That's a despicable group of human beings, all three of them, and they all should be in jail.
Should be in jail. We do advocate jail a lot around here. I don't know why.
I want them to go to jail. So do.
I want them to go to jail. You're right. Latonya said he's a welfare queen.
Oh, God, you're wrong. is not wrong.
Ah, okay. The next issue, which I ain't got many, but this is, I'm going to have to read the whole thing. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has vowed to welcome immigrants bused to the city from the Mexican border as the hard right governor of Texas opened a third front in his confrontation with Biden, with the Biden administration over sanctuary cities. Governor George Abbott state-funded program to bus minorities to cities run by Democrats. And then he dropped some off outside of Vice President Kamala Harris' D.C. residence. Early Thursday morning, Albert gleefully took credit for sending between 75 to 100 migrants to the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. What started in the spring as a publicity stunt to draw the attention of the White House has caught fire with other Republican officials in Arizona and Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis set off a national frenzy after chartering two flights of migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Migrants in the group said they agreed to fly to Massachusetts on promises of jobs and assistance, but didn't realize they were bound for Martha's Vineyard. They were told there was a surprise present for them on the plane and that there would be jobs, housing awaiting them when they arrived, and also food that normally gets me to go on any bus ride. This was obviously a sadistic lie said by Rachel Self, a Boston immigration attorney who was assisting with the migrants' case. Your thoughts on the foolishness between our two states plus Arizona's. D. Lovely.
The level of despicableness, I don't even know if that's a word, but today it is. The level that, first of all, we ain't got nothing to do with this. We're not a border state. We don't have anything. You ain't got a dog in this fight, death sentence. I need you to mind your business. Stay in Florida and figure out the money we need. We got enough homeless people right here in the capital city that literally we had someone going around tearing down homeless tents. You got some rich white kids around here. Uh-oh, I said the W word. We had some rich pale people going around tearing down homeless tents because they didn't like to see them. Those people need places to live. We could have used that $12 million in the state of Florida. If you want to put somebody on a plane and send them somewhere, how about you take some of those pale people that don't want people in the state and bus them somewhere that we don't want to go. Send them to Arizona. Send them to Texas. I don't care where you send them, but don't keep them here. Leave. Okay, because I'm heated about this. It's so embarrassing. It's so disrespectful.
Don't send them to Texas. Don't send them to Texas. Don't send them to Texas. I don't want them here. We got some pale people of our own that need to be ridden out of here. Ridden. Latanya said these people are pathetic. They do this every election. They're scared of caravans that didn't work, so they resort to inhumane tactics to get headlines.
This is human trafficking. You cannot tell me that that's not a straight-up pimp move, what DeSantis and Newsom did. That's straight-up pimping. And tell me if I'm wrong, you meet someone, you make them a promise, you say, you know what, you about to get rich, and I'm gonna make you a star. And the next thing you know, I'm pimping you out to whoever. This is exactly what they did. They made them a promise. They told them something that wasn't true, and you sold them to the first put them on a bus and sold them someplace that they didn't have to go. That is human trafficking, and it's pimping. And both of them should be where? In jail.
We say jail a lot around here. I don't. I mean, it's uncanny that we say it a lot. I don't know why. Okay. Here go. Let's say jail before I even start this one. Trump attorney reportedly lied to National Archives about size and scope of material at Mar-a-Lago. Judge Aileen Cannon denying DOJ access to the classified materials that were seized. How can a federal judge tell the United States government not to access the files that were already theirs in the first place? Oh, D. Lovely, your thoughts.
Let's start with the obvious. He should be in jail, but we're going to stop right there on that one. But the thing that bothers me most about this is the way Republicans are spinning this to make it sound like he didn't do anything wrong. And I don't understand that if that had been any other president, especially the one that was not pale, if he had taken anything, if he had taken toothpaste from the White House when he left, they would have said, oh, he's a thief. He stole our toothpaste, and he should be in jail. So I'm trying to figure out why they're not as upset and crazed about the fact that he stole government documents, said they were newspaper clippings, and just magazine articles. It's nothing in here that you want to see. Are we literally living in the land of Oz, and that's Oz right there? That's the wizard, and he's just literally manipulating us to believe it? I can't. I'm so done with these people. I don't understand. I really don't. And my fear is that a lot of them are going to get elected, and they're, you know what they're going to get elected? They're going to get elected on the fact that our borders aren't secure, and that inflation is at its highest, and the mortgage rates are going up, but they're not going to want to talk about that COVID is what caused a lot of this, because that other person didn't do his part to make sure we weren't in this situation. They don't care about any of that. They just want to blame the current guy, and it confuses me because they all still want to say he's not the real president. So I'm so confused about who they mad at.
I got a question. Isn't that judge that's in this case, isn't she from Florida?
Yes, and she's a Trump appointee.
Can't they un-ask her from her seat? Through impeachment, I know you got to go through the House of Representatives and they formally write up charges and it goes through the Senate. But people, that's why we need to vote so we can have control of both houses and send some people to where?
Jail.
I'm not going to say it no more.
Jail.
She just needs to be impeached. She needs to be out of her seat because the ruling she making ain't making no... I'm not even a lawyer, and it don't make no sense. I almost cussed.
I'm here to tell you.
Okay.
I need to speak to
the next one.
Where is Darlene?
Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. President Joe Biden met Friday with family members of the WNBA star Brittany Griner and another American detained in Russia, Paul Whelan. The face-to-face encounter that the president has had, this is the first time with their relatives. In a statement after the meetings were held separately, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden stressed to the families his continued commitment to working through all available avenues to bring Brittany and Paul home safely. I know I asked it before. I'm going to ask it a little different, but it's still before the same thing. Are they going to come home before the war or after the war? I've been saying after the war, but
yeah.
They got that swap trade on the line that Russia has not said anything to. Your thoughts,
yeah.
D. Lovely?
I don't think anything's going to happen. I think it's going to have to be after the war. They know that they're holding their pawns, and we know that they're pawns. We know that that's the leverage that he needs. That's the level that he would go to make sure, and I'm talking about Putin, that he would go to ensure that it makes the current government look bad. He's holding them and saying, you know, this is on y'all. If you'd mind your business, you wouldn't have to worry about your people. And the truth is, that's true. We put ourselves in a position that we don't give Americans enough information about where they shouldn't be. And this was one of those times. They could easily, like I said, if you paid people according to their worth, she wouldn't have been over there. I'm not sure what what's the man's name?
Ooh,
the man prison?
The guy that Paul Whelan.
Yeah. I'm not sure how his situation became. I'm not sure how that happened. So I don't really know what he did or what they claim he did. So I don't know how to speak on him, but I do know that there has to be an easier way to get our people in and out of countries that aren't safe for us. And Russia has always been an unsafe place for us, always.
I think he was working as a worker for the United States, but I'm thinking that he was claimed a spy. That's what I'm thinking they said he was.
Of course, false claims.
My last dealio. How many awards, Emmy Awards, did Abbott Elementary win? Three Emmys. Quinta Brunson accepted the Emmy Award for Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series for the show. Also, Cheryl Lee Ralph for Best Comedy Supporting Actress and Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Janelle James, the one who plays the principal. Do you watch this show, Dee Lovely?
I do. I find it to be really, really funny. It's well done. It's well written. It's well acted. It's a good show. I was just really disappointed that during that stunt that happened with Jimmy Kimmel laying on stage, that ruined her moment. It was really disrespectful.
Well, he gave her time on his show. But it was
doesn't
too late,
matter.
I guess.
Yeah, that's anything
yes,
after
I,
the fact.
I knew that. For some reason, I knew Dee Lovely was not going to agree with that. Don't know why. Quinta, let me say, I talked to Quinta online because she used to do the skits, and it was just, you know, a few of us hitting her up because she would always put out different skits all the time. Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to hit her up online, and that's why she said thanks to the online community that raised her. I was part of that community because I used to converse with her, and she would converse back when she first started doing those skits. And she was, of course, you know, nobody, of course, you know, at the time. Then I seen her on the Black Ladies Sketch Show, which I love, and I knew that's who she was. I was like, that's Quinta, you know. And then she did two seasons of that and did her own thing, and she's a writer too, so she's very, very good.
She's talented.
And I was happy
sure.
that they won.
Yeah, me too.
A real wholesome show, just like the Wonder Years show.
Exactly.
I like that show, too.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's
Dee Lovely.
Yes.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
You want it? That's all I got. I mean, I was so ecstatic that I was done. I was forcing myself to get done with this editing. I was so happy that I did that. I said, man, I got to take a break. I almost went for break to broke. I almost didn't have no material today. Yeah. That's why I only got five. I put five on it. That's all I can say.
Well, I also saw that someone asked Chris Rock what he thought of Will Smith's apology. Did you see his response?
Mm-mm. What did he say?
He said he didn't accept that hostage.
He didn't accept what?
The hostage video. He said Will looked like a hostage.
Wow. No, I did not see that. No.
That's hilarious. But I get it.
He might need to.
Go ahead.
He might need to pay him some money. That might calm that down.
That might be what he needs to do. But I just thought it was really funny when he was like, nah. So, yeah, I think all of this. At some point, it'll die down. But I don't think that they'll ever be friends, but they weren't friends anyway. So that's going to be interesting. I just think that they have a lot of friends in common, so it's going to be interesting when they're in the same place at the same time. That's what I'm waiting to see.
Right, right. Well, like I said, that's all I had. Thank you for calling in, D-Lovely. Thank you, LaTanya. For being in the chat room, I couldn't hardly get her name up.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call, LaTanya, too, so I hope she heard that. She said she enjoyed the show as usual. Dee Lovely and Taz, please enjoy the rest of your evening and have a beautiful and blessed weekend. I need to hit you up, LT, and Dee Lovely, let us not get old and forget Tuesday.
I won't forget again, I promise.
Because we had a senior moment. We had a senior moment. I woke up the next day going, I forgot.
And I didn't even realize. And I
don't even use the word hark a lot, but I said hark. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I don't use heart a lot, but I use it.
I understand.
Yeah. Element of surprise. Yeah, heart.
Heart. Oh, gosh. Stop.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You take care. Have a good week. And LaTanya, have a good week. I'll see y'all next Sunday. Well, I'll see everybody Friday when we do the Delay It or Play It with gospel music with G. Wright. And Kyle Knight, who I had on last Thursday, he'll be on again. We'll be judging gospel music, which is going to be hard for them because they don't sound like gospel music.
Well, this should be interesting.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Same. Love you.
Love you.